How are you, Justine? You're right.
I'm okay,
Let's talk about these shows then. What you're doing lately? Do you remember the last time I spoke to you?
Oh God, I can't remember it. It's got to be close to where lockdown was. We were either
Just
in it or
after,
out of it.
just coming out of it, and you were doing a show, and you were telling me it was a revolving stage, and people were driving in to watch your show.
Would you believe it never happened?
Stop it.
Yeah. No,
It
never
never
happened.
happened.
No, and we never got our money back either. Well, that was that's life, isn't it? Sometimes.
Is that because of the lockdown, the COVID restrictions and stuff? Is that what happened?
I think that they hadn't organized it properly to start off with. They hadn't got the right permissions to be in the area where they were supposed to be. And maybe they were a little bit advantageous about what they were going to actually do. You
Ah,
know, when
right, okay.
people promise a lot of things and then a lot of things don't happen.
Okay,
Sometimes
so
it's just like that. It's the business.
because this is pre-recorded video, do you want me to leave that in or do you want me to edit that
No,
out?
you can keep it in. It's life, yeah.
That's
I mean, we
absolutely
haven't
fine.
named the company that did it, but that's the way it is. Sometimes artists are sick and they have to cancel, and sometimes venues collapse and people go bankrupt. And after what happened with lockdown, everyone tried something a little bit different, but it didn't necessarily work. So we took a chance, and that's
Oh.
what it's all about.
But listen, so I've seen your calendar. You're looking pretty busy, aren't you, with Totally Tina?
Well, it's a little bit crazy. I mean, the first year coming back was like really, really hard, and everyone was struggling. And once again, lots of venues trying different things. We ended up in car parks and marquees and festivals and really, really strange, strange things. And then the year afterwards, it was like, oh, is anyone going to come out? And I thought with the recession and everyone panicking about utility bills that we wouldn't have a chance. And there is more people out, not just in our shows. In theatre in general, in normal cabaret clubs, in pubs, everywhere that I'm talking to, people are saying that they are really, really busy working and they've got loads of work in the diary and the theatres are really full. So maybe everyone's realised that it's actually cheaper to go out and watch something than it is to put some gas in the
Yeah,
meter.
the telly's costing
How
too
horrific
much.
that. Oh no, that's terrible, isn't it?
So, is anything changed in your show lately? Have you added in any more songs? I mean, we spoke about a few of the Tina Turner songs that you probably haven't done. So,
Oh,
like,
yeah.
did you say, like, The Heartache Is Over that we mentioned last time we
Yeah,
spoke?
we got a dance club version of it made of that by
Ooh.
a Cracking Guy. Do you ever remember? It was Take Me to the Clouds Above. It was the dance version of
LMC.
that. LMC.
Yes.
LMC stands for Lee, Matt, and Chris. And they used to run a record label in Blackburn called Clubland. And it was called All Around the World. And Clubland was their main produce that they used to export. And I did lots and lots of different demo vocals for them. So I had a word with Lee because he's still a good friend of mine. And I said, look, I've got When the Heartache Is Over, Tina Turner, but I want it clubbing up even more. So he took the track and he put loads of sound effects and made it really, really cool and modern. So when the heartache is in, and we've got these amazing, amazing new costumes, I wonder if they're still on charge. Do you want to see what they look
Yeah,
like?
go on, yeah.
One second.
Here she
Oh,
goes. Here she goes. She'll come back in there with
great.
some.
I'm not going to model it myself.
Wow. What is that?
Hey.
Can I get one of those for my other half, by the way?
We've got LED bikinis and we've got gloves like Michael Jackson wore with big lasers coming off. So when the heartache is over is so cool now.
Oh, don't tell me too much about it because I'm coming to see you in Blackpool, by the way.
Yay.
My other half, me and the other half are going to come and see you in Blackpool because she is a massive Tina Turner fan.
Oh, phenomenal.
And her favorite song is
Go on.
The Best.
Hey, but that's an easy one. I'll have to learn it.
Do you
Another
remember?
one we've added in is did you know that Tina did loads of country albums?
Didn't know
Tina
that,
Turner
no.
sings country. Yeah, she's got some quite, she actually did some covers of some famous country songs, but she also did a few of her own. But one of her favorite songs that she was telling lots of different DJs is a song called What You Guess Is What You See. It's got a real country vibe to it. So we've put that one in the set as well.
So would you say Tina Turner is a pop diva? Is she a soul star? What is...
Well, she's called the Queen of Rock and Roll.
Oh, is
So
she?
if you class rock and roll as rock music, so like the Stones and
Yeah.
things like that, then that's really that was the I think the genre that she wanted to be classed into. So that was when she was a solo artist and she came back working the big stadiums and had all the success in her own right. Before then, I definitely would have said that she was a solo artist because obviously with Ike and all the different types of music that they did, it was mainly based around gospel and R&B and soul. So I would say she's a mixture of rock and soul, but she is called the Queen of Rock and Roll instead. So go
Oh,
figure.
yeah. But Bolton soon?
Yes, Albert Hall's in
14
Bolton.
years on the trot, is that right?
Yeah.
That's some heritage there you've
Can
got
you
there with.
tell by the bags under my eyes?
So Bolton love you. So you're going back for 14th year on the trot.
Yeah.
And what other gigs have you got coming up? Can you remember them at the top of your head, or is it a bit?
Oh, well, we're headlining in some really, really cool festivals. We've been on these festivals before, sometimes as headlines and sometimes as just part of the entertainment that's going to be on throughout the weekend. But this time we are headlining this year the most famous UK tribute festival, Glastonbury. That
Where's that?
one is in oh, is it Leicestershire? Hang on, my drummer's shouting at me. Glastonbury Budget is in Leicestershire. It gets over 40,000 people there over 3 or 4 days, and they've got a full ladies' day. The girls are doing it for ourselves, and that's on Sunday. On I think that's the 28th of May, and we also have the 19th of August. We are headlining Tribfest, which is in a place called Wymswold, which is in North Yorkshire. Driffield. Where else have we
He
got? We've
remembers more
got
places than you do, by
Corin, can you just come in here, please? And then we'll have a lot easier
the
time at it. Then we're doing Wanna See Again, but I don't think we're headlining that one. And we're doing Aberystwyth, the big tribute festival. So that's four festivals this year.
Headlining
Headlining Aberystwyth.
Oh, wow.
So
Aberystwyth,
there's
the
some
one.
really, really, really cool festivals.
Aberystwyth, good memories there. I was a holiday camp rep there once.
Oh, what holiday camp?
I'm going back when I was about 19, so 20 odd years ago. So probably not even there. It's probably a car
I
park
was in
now.
a, well, one of the very first jobs I ever did when I was 17 was Aberystwyth Holiday Village. That must be
No.
so. No.
It was run by a bunch of Brummies, wasn't it?
Yes! Oh my God,
Yes.
Adrian! Adrian and his dad.
Yes.
Oh my Lord. I've got a picture of me next to that awful DJ deck.
I used to do all the bingo and all the
So did I. Oh
what?
my Lord. That
So,
is.
how far do you go back to Aberystwyth Holiday Village?
Hang on, well, I'm going to tell you my age now. I'm 50 and I
Right.
was 17 when I went there. So, how many years back is that? Quick maths.
Well,
33.
33 years ago.
not that far. Well, no, so
How old are you?
1999, I was there.
1999.
Yeah.
I think I'm about 10 years before you.
Yeah.
I think I was like 19. 89 is when I left school, so I'm gonna say 1990. Yeah, 89, 90 was mine. Ah, missed
Small
you by
world,
10
isn't
years. I can't believe that. Adrian,
it?
oh my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
God, yeah.
And here we are now.
Exactly, yeah. Anyway, so for the people who don't know about Totally Teena, tell us a bit about Totally Teena, because some people would have heard this interview, this podcast now for the first time. So, what do you do? And then we're going to talk about my favorite story that you tell, which is about a TV program, but we'll do that in a bit.
Okay. Totally Teena started off 15 years ago. We decided that there was no shows that were paying tribute to the Queen of Rock and Roll, Miss Tina Turner. So we set about trying to create something that felt like Tina was back on stage, but at the same time, not actually being her or recreating her. It was a case of bringing her music to her fans. So we decided as a five-piece band to learn as many different tracks that we could. We'd also look at the idea that if Tina was about to start a concert next year, how would she do things slightly different? So we could have a few custom twists of our own. We employed, well, over the years, we've employed over 64 dancers now. We wear them out quite a lot. They disappear and have babies and get married. So we've had lots of dancers. We have over 28 costume changes. Some little scenes from Totally Teena will replicate a certain concert or a certain video that she did, and others will be a complete custom twist that we've made ourselves. But the whole thing is all about remembering everything that she did in her career, how amazing she was, and bringing that same feel. She said to Adrienne Warren once, the lady who portrayed her in the musical the very first time, "Don't try to be me, bring a flavor of me to the stage." So, although I'm on stage, and as you can see, if anyone's watching this video, then I have the same hair as Tina. And some people tell me I've got the same legs, so you'll have to make that decision for yourself. So, I'm bringing the voice that sounds like Tina anyway, and a little bit of American accent with my hair. And I let everybody know that it is me, that I'm sort of the MC for the night. And it's about slightly being here and then slightly being me and bringing the same sense of humor and fun that she had, along with dynamic, powerful, mind-blowing dances, heart-stopping, crazy, crazy things that happened during the show that made you love Tina in the first place, us trying to like bring that same vibe back. So that's really what we're all about. We pay tribute to an amazing legend.
And if you're in any doubt about going to see Totally Teena, by the way, then there's clips on YouTube, isn't there, in your social media pages, little
Yes.
teasers on there, which are really worth watching. So where can
Yeah.
people find you, first of all, on socials and all that lot?
Well, I made sure the other month, I think, as we were coming out of lockdown, that it was really easy to find us. So it's literally Totally Teena UK, whether it's Instagram or Twitter or YouTube or Facebook, the handle's the same on every single one. And the website's totallyteena.co.uk. So the website for me, I'm most proud of because a lot of the videos in the show I actually create myself, and I choose the costumes and we decide what was going to happen as a group together. But a lot of the videos, including the promo ones, I mixed and merged together, including the website as well. I created the website and I'm so proud of it because it's not clinical. It's not giving you lots of stats, you know. If you look at a dancer and you want to know something about that dancer, it's not saying, "I went to this school, I did this contract, I did this, I did that." It's like, "Why are you part of Totally Teena? What's your favorite costume? What's something stupid that happened during one of the shows? Why are you part of it in the first place?" They're very personal and really, really fun. So the website for me is not just somewhere to find out about our diary and where we are and to watch some videos, but it's also get to know us properly as a cast that were tons of fun.
Tell us about the TV program. This is my favorite story that you tell, by the way. This is a brilliant story.
Oh, is this lit tonight? That one. So back in 2002, after many, many years of performing as Justine around the circuit, by the way, I used to have black curly hair. I mean, if I brush this now, it'll end up like this. But I've got black curly hair normally, and I went grey during lockdown. So I thought I put a few streaks in, and then it went more and more and more and more until it merged into the wig. But on 2002, after many years of being myself, I applied for Stars in Their Eyes, not Starstruck, Stars in Their Eyes, and I applied as Anastasia, not as Tina
That
Turner.
blows my head. That's
But the
brilliant.
voice is really, really similar. And if you actually type in Justine as Anastasia, you will see the whole journey from the beginning right to the end of all the different things, because I was on the final. So what was so amusing about it is everyone says to me, "Did you win?" I won my heat and I got through to the final, but I didn't actually win the final. But on my heat, Matthew Kelly said, "Have you got lots of different stories you could tell?" And I had hundreds from the cabaret circuit. So many. It was like Phoenix Nights. Any cabaret singer will tell you that Phoenix Nights is real. It really does happen. So I had so many different stories to tell. But we ended up telling him about an Elvis. It was a lovely guy called Gary, and he was a big guy, and he had a plastic wig dressed up as Elvis, and he sounded absolutely stunning. But his look, he was only about 4'10". He was really small guy, and it was so funny. But he was more of a like a comedy, a caricature. So that was fine. But then this was a karaoke competition that I did long, long ago in the U Tree in West Derby. I was dressed up as Cher, and he was Elvis. So I told Matthew the story that the night Elvis beat Whitney, and Whitney's mum was not happy, so she ended up lamping one of the judges,
Oh
and there was
no.
celebrity lookalikes fighting all over the place. I ran out and lost a shoe, and it was reported in the Daily Star the next day, the night, like, Tina lost an order. No, Elvis beat Whitney. She was nothing but a hound dog and all the rest of it. She stepped on his blue suede shoes. It was really funny. But that was my first little piece of my name being featured anyway, because it said a lookalike Cher was seen legging it for the door. So that was my stars in their eyes. So I did the interview, and then I walked through the smoke with black curly hair like this, but black. And then I came back through the other day looking very different, still with the specs on. And I did Anastasia, and it was brilliant, absolutely stunning.
And then, how did Anastasia turn or morph into Tina then?
Well, Glaston, actually, the festival that we're doing this year, Glaston Budget asked us, well, they asked me, could I do an hour set as Anastasia? They wanted us on their festival. And I said, the problem is I don't have a band. But I spoke with a couple of friends of mine, and we gathered this band together, which was fabulous. We were made up with that. So we worked out an hour set, and we went and did Glaston Budget. And then after that, the guy said to me, we'd love to carry on doing this with you. And I said, the problem is I don't think anyone's going to book a band. With Anastasia in it, and, it's cheaper to just book me on my own. And I've only just started being a tribute, so I don't want to lose work. So they said to me, well, how about we create a different show? So we created one called Diva Fever, which was me being Anastasia, Shania Twain, Cher, trying to be a bit of Madonna. And I thought, oh, why don't we put some Tina into it? Because it's a cracking voice, and I think I'll be able to do it. But when you come on stage in one outfit and you've got a different voice, so you're dressed up as Cher, but you're trying to be Shania Twain, or then Shania Twain ends up being Tina. I was so confused. I just thought, I've got to stop this. And I remember speaking with a good friend of mine, Robin Parsons, who's Forever Jackson. It was at Sansatori over in Mexico. We'd both been given a gig, and he said to me, look, my advice is forget all the other characters. Do you realize how much you sound like Tina Turner? And she's a legend. Why don't you create a show all around her and her life? And I thought, okay. So I went back to the guys and I said, look, we're going to scrub everything, and we're going to make this show just about Tina and celebrate her life and her career. So we all started rehearsing, and I mean, it took us about 2 or 3 years just to get the set together, because every night all we do is argue.
Did you get any fight back from band members at all? If you can talk honestly about it, some of them, did they say, "Ooh, not really, Tina musician"?
No, they were
And they're all
fine.
in for it then. They were all like, "Oh
No, they were
no."
all 100% in for it.
Wow.
I think at the time they're not reading musicians. I mean, our keyboard player can read, but it's not something that they've done as a job all their life. But what they've done is they have played music all their life, so they've been professional musicians, but ear by ear. So for them, they'd been quiet for quite a few years. Either that, or they were just doing a few, like, smaller gigs, a bit like me on the cabaret circuit, social clubs and pubs. So to be given the opportunity to try and create something that was eventually, fingers crossed, going to go into theatres and be something big that wasn't around, because nobody was doing anything like this. There was a couple of artists on the theatre. You'd see Fleetwood Mac's, you would see Elvis's, you would see Michael Jackson's possibly, and you would see Eagles and things like that. But there was no mainstream tributes. And there definitely wasn't a lot of tribute bands that were full shows. And we discovered why, because it's really hard to get an audience that don't normally watch that type of stuff in theatres to come and have a look. And plus, it's getting a smaller venue to pay for 10 people on stage. So you couldn't take guarantees, you couldn't take splits. And it was really, really hard to work out whether it was going to work or not. And for the first, I'd say, 6 years, we battled and we struggled and we battled. At least the first three, we never got paid. We just paid the expenses, and the band and me just didn't take anything from it, because we believed in the show and we believed it was going to be successful and good. And X amount of years down the line, I mean, I know that we're successful now, and to a degree we are. And like everything, we haven't got a giant production team behind us. We do a lot of work ourselves, and there's gigs where you lose and then you break even, then you lose, then you break even, then you get one good, then, and it's up and down constantly. I don't have another 30 shows that I make money off that are going around the theaters. This is my focus. This is all I do. This is all I'm interested in. Because I don't think you can portray Tina if you've got your finger in 27 different pies. It's so important to be on her and what her life was about. And for me, I change it every year. So like a few new costumes come in, different songs come in, different musicians trying different vibes. And for me, it's lovely to change it up and keep it fresh with us. But you've got to keep your focus on her, for me
You
anyway.
most probably do the song anyway, but if you don't do Steamy Windows and you don't do The Best When I See You in Blackpool, I'll never speak to you again. You know that,
Okay, well,
don't
steamy windows we open up with, and the best we finish with. So,
Brilliant.
da-da!
Brilliant. Justine, thank you very much for your time and chatting to me about your upcoming gigs and all that kind of stuff. If people want to know more about you as Tina Turner, it is Totally Tina UK across all social platforms, yeah? Fantastic.
That's
And I'll
awesome.
see you in June in Blackpool.
Oh, that's gonna be so good. Let's get some good pictures.
Yes. Can't wait. Thank you very
Yay!
much.
Thank you, babe.